I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So we're recording, aren't we?
Hello!
Oh, sorry, is that really loud in your ears?
It's not even that loud, it's just annoying. These are good stands, aren't they?
They're very bulky, though.
Yeah,
can you imagine having these in your flat?
Oh, yeah, there wouldn't really be much room in my flat, but I love a bit of bulk.
Gemma said the other day, you can film in bed with at our flat if you want. I was like, no. Just spent all that time decorating and all of that.
Yeah,
I'm not getting it ruined.
Yeah, we're coming to film at yours.
No.
It's fine to film at mine, but not yours. Okay.
No, but I mean like the bigger production.
Yeah.
Like
horror video at mine. We can do a horror video at yours.
No, the worst was the music video, wasn't it? We had all that stuff in your flat. You just moved in.
Yeah. Second day.
No.
Yeah.
Was that
the day after
second
I moved
day?
In. Yeah, day after I'd moved in.
There was loads. There was so much. It was all at the end, wasn't
scratching
it? In your living
those
room.
Floorboards.
That's what I'm worried about now. I got a bit of paint on the floorboards last night and I was very stressed. Very, very stressed.
Hello, listeners of Lower Your Expectations. Welcome to episode 57, 56, 50-something. Who knows what episode we're on? Didn't we say in the last few episodes we're going to stop
doing that?
Yeah,
just say welcome back to Lower Your Expectations.
Welcome back to Lower Your Expectations.
That's lower? The title of our podcast.
Oh, my God. Lower Your... Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah. Lower Your Expectations. Welcome back.
What did you think it was?
Lower... expectations. Expert? I can't speak today. What is going on? It's been a while. It's been a couple of weeks since we've been in this little sound booth recording, but we're back and we don't have a guest with us today, so it's just myself and little old Matt.
Hello, guys.
Matt's ill.
I'm coming to the end of...
It's been a while since he's been ill and we've caught the evidence on the podcast, but we've got evidence
today.
It's
quite sad. Yeah, it's annoying. And... it's okay now because I'm coming to the end of it, but I've had something quite awkward happening recently.
What's that?
You know when you meet someone new, but you've got a cold, do you still hug and shake hands?
You do, don't you?
What do you?
100% not. I tell them. Like when someone goes in for a hug or something, I'm like, oh no, I won't touch you because I'm ill.
So I did that at football the other night, shake hands, and the guy just looked a bit off at me.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm trying to protect you.
But oh, then, wait, as in you said
that?
Yeah,
I said,
oh,
can you
nice.
Went to shake my hand? Oh, I'm whatever his name was. And I'm like, oh, no, don't worry, I've got a cold. And he's like, oh, okay. I was like, I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah, but I could imagine the way you said it didn't really come across that way. You could just be like, oh, I don't want to give you any of my germs.
Yeah, well, I didn't feel very well. And I was like, I don't want to shake hands.
I avoided touching you the last few days, haven't I?
Yeah.
And trying to sit as far away as possible.
And now we're in a tiny little booth, so... good luck.
I feel sorry for the next person who's using that mic, mate.
Yeah, so do I. If they got any sanitizer, I'll like spray it or put stuff on it. I don't feel that bad anymore. Like a couple of days ago, I felt really bad. And it's annoying because like you obviously with Steffi for a week and I was in the flat sorting stuff out for a week. So I thought, oh, I'll be really well rested and ready to go when you get back.
And then I'm ill.
Monday, is like, oh, I'm ill.
Brilliant.
What would you have done if I called in sick on that Monday? It's like, nah, sorry, mate. I'm ill.
At least we can work over Skype, put it that way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was fine, wasn't it? Because I was quite ill then, but because it was over Skype.
Yeah, the amount of sneezes sneezed was high.
Yeah, I can tell. It's when nasally, isn't it, the voice?
Yeah, it sounds a little nasally now, but you're good. Anyway, enough about your illness. Wow.
How are you? What's going on? What have you been up to?
I mean, yeah, I'm good, thanks. I am back in London for some time, for a week, and it feels good to be back in London.
Back in your second home.
No,
Berlin's your first home now.
London's always my first home.
Germany's your home.
No, it's not. I don't fit in there.
Who are you going to support at the World Cup?
Germany. Yeah, it's the funny thing though, do you know what, this time this is going to switch to really serious already. So we've both got a lot to catch up on. I have been in Germany for a long period of time, about 3 weeks, because Steffi had an operation, blah 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 blah. I was obviously on my own quite a lot in Germany this time, and it was the first time I really felt, I was like, wow, I'm actually quite lonely in Germany because I don't have any friends there. Like, obviously, I have Steffi, but she's in hospital and I wasn't allowed to sleep in hospital. So there was just a real moment of, wow, I feel quite alone.
What were you, did you do what I do when I went to Berlin? I went for a little walk around.
No,
like,
I didn't.
I got lost. No, I felt very lonely then.
It was a combination of, it really frustrated me this time not understanding German. And the more I'm there, it's kind of like, obviously I'm picking bits up, but I can't speak the language. I don't understand it enough to join in conversation. And every day in the hospital when doctors come in 10 times a day,
really,
and everyone's obviously talking all this stuff, and I'm just sat there like, cool, so what's up?
I guess there's nothing you can really do about that, though.
No.
Like, unless you do an intensive,
I really want to learn
course.
It, that's the thing, because also I've talked about it before, her parents don't speak. There was a moment where I drove Steffi's mum, so she came for the whole operation, and I was driving her to the airport from the hospital to fly back, like a week after the operation, and it was just me and her in the car. I've never spent time alone with Steffi's mum like for a prolonged period of time, and there was some very, I mean, we're just trying to talk, but we just couldn't. We used a lot of hand, and we got there in the end, but I was like, this is
nice,
so
though.
Frustrating.
Yeah, but it's nice that you're both you're both in the same boat, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's a shit boat to be in, isn't it? It's like
it's the Titanic.
Literally. I want to learn it, but I feel to learn it, I have to give like an hour, at least an hour a day to commit and do an online course or do this. And
Rosetta Stone. Isn't that the one everyone uses to learn? Rosetta Stone.
Oh, I don't
when
know.
When we were growing up.
Is
I
that an ad? are you trying to get something in for free?
Some backdoor money coming in. Maybe you should see it as like, instead of being frustrated, because obviously it is frustrating, see it as like a hobby, I guess, and enjoy learning it. Because then you're like looking forward to doing it rather than a chore, I guess. Because I imagine what I would be feeling with it is it would annoy me that I can't do it straight away. Taking eight, and it's so overwhelming.
Mm.
It's like last year when I said, oh, I'm going to read all these like Shakespeare books and stuff. I mean, me saying Shakespeare books makes me sound stupid to begin with, but like it was so overwhelming. But I'm like, how am I ever going to get on top of this?
And it's because me and Steffi speak English, so we never really speak German. It's only we spent, like before her operation, we were doing quite a lot of things with her friends. And obviously her friends are German.
Yeah.
And if there's like a group of 10 of us and we go out for dinner, everyone suddenly feels the pressure to have to speak English. And I was sitting there thinking, I feel so awkward because I can't really join in your conversation when you're having German. I'm just sat there looking at people, like nodding my head. And then if you do want to speak to me, you have to speak English because I don't understand German.
Did you feel a bit like a burden then?
I was like, this is horrible. Matt, can you come back to Berlin?
Guys, whoever's got the best way of learning German, use that hashtag, LYE, and help Marcus
there
out.
I would actually honestly like some advice for anyone that has learnt a new language, what the best way is, because it's not like school, is it? I don't have a textbook, I don't have a teacher.
It's difficult the older you get as well. Yeah. Like, if you started doing this 10 years ago, it would probably be quite easy. Even now we're in our 20s, so it's not exactly like we can't learn anything new, but
it's harder,
time.
Isn't it?
Got all the time in the world to be doing this.
And you're right with the chore thing. It's like, when I've had like a really long day, the last thing I want to do is think, oh, let me rack my brain a bit more by learning German.
And also doing something that you're not good at.
Yeah.
Like, no one enjoys doing things they're not good at, do they?
That's true.
Like, they don't.
Can you do it with me? Can we both learn German together?
I like German. I think it's cool. I'd be up for that. I really want to learn new languages.
Should we learn German together?
Yeah, I'm up for that. Let's do it.
Should we get someone to sponsor us learning German?
Rosetta Stone. No, but we can, like, document it on this podcast as well. This could be our motivation. Like,
okay.
But that's what you've been up to, then. Like, just
feeling sorry for myself
and looking
not
after
understanding German.
Stephanie.
Yeah, I've also, I mean, not now, but I practically became a full-time nurse.
How was that?
An experience. Like, I don't know. I've never been in that situation where you've had to fully, like, look after someone that much. Like, Steffi literally couldn't move. She couldn't do anything. Aww. So, I don't know. Helping someone with all the things. Imagine caring for, like, an 80-year-old. That's kind of what it felt like.
Sorry, Steffi.
No, but, like, you know, she couldn't do anything, bless her. And she's
were you
feeling
looking for a care home to put her in? Like,
come on. I did do a few searches. But yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing. It was a bit weird jabbing her. We had to do these daily.
I saw that on your Instagram.
Jabs. That felt wrong. The first time I did that felt so wrong. Have you ever done that to someone?
No. I always worry about giving like Gemma like tablets and stuff. Like, what if I've given you the wrong one or too much?
I could not imagine you doing it. You would be panic city.
I would, because I may not seem it, but in a lot of things I'm like a perfectionist. So if I would be so scared of like, well, is this the right way of doing it? Is this the exact like mark you have to do it? Like, what if you hit a nerve or something, or a blood vessel. I don't know. Like,
yeah, you just got to fuck it and just stab it.
You're not a medical professional, are
no,
you?
No, I'm not.
Brilliant.
There was no training for it as well.
They must have shown you how to do it.
No.
What?
Yeah, they didn't show me. I'd seen them do it to Steffi, but they weren't like, watch this, you need to do this.
And then you had to do it?
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, the first time I was really scared. Oh. But it was fine.
Does it hurt? Does Steffi like...
Yeah.
Oh, so you had to put her in physical
pain? Yeah,
pain.
Oh. Yeah, there was everything. There was massaging her belly, massaging the scar.
Oh, bloody hell.
That was a moment that I realised this may be what having a child is like.
Yeah, I guess the responsibility.
Yeah.
How did that... Were you like, yes, I'm ready to do this full time for the rest of my life?
I wasn't ready to quit my day job to become a full-time nurse, put it that way. But yeah, I tried my best. So you just... What can you do? Like, you just got to do it. Whilst I was nursing, you were becoming the next handyman.
Yeah, I've got my own TV show coming soon. Like, what are they? It's like DIY SOS. Have you had a bed delivered last week?
Oh, yeah. We need to talk about this, actually, don't we? We need to talk about your little tweet that you...
What? No, there's nothing wrong with moaning on Twitter when you get bad service.
Oh.
No, but wait.
There's the hypocrite.
Okay, so there's a bit of context here because I used to... say to Marcus all the time that it really annoyed me when YouTubers in particular would like at brands and moan about them so they get like free stuff like that.
No, not free stuff, not moan about for, like if yeah, if but, it's something went wrong with someone's food or
but they
delivery
do get free stuff because of it.
Well, no, it's a complaint. Like when something goes wrong, they complain about it because they've got a following and they're at the company. And you used to get rattled
because
by it.
A lot of the time they would even be in the wrong. They realise they made a mistake and then wouldn't delete the tweet. I'm like,
I don't know about
what
that.
What are you doing? I've seen that. I'm not naming names. I've seen it. But okay, but that's obviously every now and then. But yeah, that used to really annoy me. But the reason I did it this time is because it was like the fourth time it tried to be delivered, right? Because of the snow and stuff like that. First time, the van was in an accident. Fine, whatever, that's, you know, you can't help that.
That's your fault.
No. And I wasn't ringing them up like, where's
the
van?
You're 30 minutes late.
I want proof. No, I didn't do anything like that. Second time, I was like, oh, no, can't do it now because of the snow. I'm like, okay, fine. Third time, try to be delivered. On the day, you know, oh, sorry, snow again. Why are you... We have weather forecasts for a reason.
Oh, but you know what this country's like. We can't do fuck all when it snows.
Yes. So then the fourth time, I get a phone call that morning from the guy delivering it saying, all right, mate, just to let you know, there's a manufacturing issue with this bed, so I might not be able to assemble it. Oh, okay. Not that I need the bed to move in to our new flat, which you've been doing up for like 2 months now. We just want to move in, just sleep on a bed. No, apparently not. So then I'm like, okay, that's fine. When you get here, we'll try and put it together. Hopefully it'll be fine. Gets here, takes it out the van, and there's literally a bit of wood broken. Can we still do this? No, that's the wood that's going to hold the bed up. So I'm like, fantastic.
So you fucking got your fingertips out, spammed on that keyboard.
But I don't think there's a problem with doing that if you get genuinely bad. And then if they make up for it, then maybe I should tweet at you saying, thanks, sorted
it
out.
No, I don't think you should do that. I found it so funny because of how anti you were about YouTubers in particular or anyone doing that.
No, I'm not a YouTuber.
Well, it doesn't matter. It was the principle of doing it. And then I go on Twitter and I was like, oh, hang on a minute. Matt's having a little rant here.
I did one tweet.
But it's the...
That the brand would not have liked you getting involved.
I could have
Because you tweeted me, but didn't add the brand or anything. But obviously, because you tweeted me, a lot more people saw it. So I was like, cool, I'm going to get some more money off it.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
But into the YouTube digital world segment of the podcast.
When's it ever been called digital world? Is that a
it's
new thing?
It's always been that.
Is it? It's always been YouTube chat.
Because it's not necessarily specific to YouTube, but it's in that space.
Right.
Okay.
Cool.
So I read there's this article. This isn't a big question, by the way. This pub is offering customers a huge discount if they agree to one strict rule during the visit. And that's basically you lock away your phone, but you get a massive discount. And it's like a, not an experiment because they're actually doing it.
Right.
But it's like, how many people would do that? Would you do that? We are definitely addicted to our phones.
Yeah, of course we are.
I realised recently I'm really addicted to my phone.
Yeah, it's crazy. Of course we are. Our phones have every aspect of your life is embedded into your phone that you... I read the other day something like the average person checks their phone 1,000 times a day. Something like that.
Sometimes I think about it and it really scares me and upsets me, like how much time I must spend, checking your phone or on your phone. I think fair enough when it's work related, but when it's not and you're just there, like when you could be doing something in the real world, you see couples in restaurants just sat and they don't even talk to each other.
Mm.
Like normally a little bit older, I think, than us, and they're just sat on their phones and I'm like, that's so sad.
Yeah. See, I'm kind of like on the fence of this because it is, but at the same time, I think it's quite traditional to sort of think like when you go out for dinner, you have to have a conversation. Like you have to be full flown conversation. Where at the same time, I think it's nice if you are out for dinner and you don't feel like you have to speak the whole time. Like you're comfortable in each other's silence, essentially. I think that's like nice. But
well, that's a very big part of long-term relationship, isn't
it? Yeah, you've got to... Is that a big thing for you? Because you hate, like, awkward things, don't you?
Yeah, but it's was not... That... With that person, it's not awkward. You don't feel like you have to feel that space.
But that's what I mean. But was I can imagine for you, like, getting to that place. I don't even know if you ever thought of that. I'm just...
No, I haven't. No, I never felt uncomfortable with it. Let's put it that way. I was never like, ooh, I need to... Like,
speak.
Yeah, like, even today, I've felt like that. Well, I've had to fill a silence.
Yeah, but...
Like, with people I don't know as well.
Yeah, but you're good at that.
Sometimes. Not all the time. Not when I've got a cold. I know what you're saying. I take that point, actually, because you don't have to always be, like, chatting.
But I know what you mean. It's like the whole enjoying the moment, blah, blah, blah.
Not even that, just like
living the
looking
moment,
at social media and what other people are doing rather than focusing on what you're doing. Like, I feel like in my time off, sometimes I want to be doing, you know, whatever it is, something in the flat or a personal project or whatever, and I'm not because I'm sat looking at
someone's
Instagram
story.
Exactly, the amount of content we consume now is ridiculous when you compare it to like when we were kids. I used to waste time watching the music video channels like MTV and all that sort of stuff. But that would only be for like an hour or two. And then I'd maybe watch a film or something in the evening. But that's it.
I think it's just a different way of consuming content. Yeah. I think people have always procrastinated. People have always been distracted or had their focus
by
on something else. It's just our generation is phones. Is that better? Is that worse? You know, I don't know.
We're an advertiser's dream now because there's so many opportunities to put things in front of you. If I went, I would like to try that though, that meal, and like give them my phone, especially getting money off.
That's
a win-win.
But that's a thing, like you must have done it when you've gone out of friends and you've said, all right, everyone put your phone in the table, in the middle of the table.
No, never done that.
Never done that?
No.
And no, this isn't just before you go, oh, is that with your YouTuber friends?
Like, just... It might be to people. Was it your YouTuber friends?
Well, I've done it with like loads
was
of you, people.
YouTuber friends.
No, loads
though.
Of different people. And with my YouTuber friends, I have done it where we play that rule and the first person who takes their phone has to pay the whole bill.
Bloody hell.
I say that I've done that once.
Oh.
I didn't pay it either.
You're happy about that.
Well, yeah,
but you're
I'm
so competitive.
It as a competition.
God's sake. But that makes sense as well with YouTubers because that's almost like we're not working anymore. We're now relaxing sort of thing. I kind of get it.
Sometimes I feel like just because I'm a YouTuber doesn't mean like if someone's consuming media, what's the difference between me consuming media and you consuming media? Like if I'm posting, Like, yeah, that's different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if we're just consuming media, I don't think that's an excuse to be like, oh, I'm working, I'm consuming media.
Yeah, it's a nice way of procrastinating, but pretending you're like, well, yeah. I'm working.
Like, of course, there it depends what kind of level we're talking about. If you're researching, if you're this or you're that. Yeah. But if you're just, like, scrolling through and...
Insta stories. It's a love-hate relationship. I obviously love it because I go on it all the time, yeah. But I hate it.
Yeah, I feel like you...
So many stories.
I feel like you watch so many stories more than me because you'll come in, like, the next day and be like, oh, I saw blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And I was like, what? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't even know why.
Even when you said earlier, Steffi, and you're like, oh, I'm like, yeah? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, oh, it annoys me. Like, it really annoys me.
But at the same time, yeah.
But it's so easy to consume, isn't it? You know, like 10 or 15 seconds or something. You think, oh, that's nothing. And then you end up watching it for 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think more like, if we're going in this conversation, what did people... Because a phone is an incredible piece of technology that... Yeah. Allows us to do so many things, etc. One of them being pass time. But what did people do before, like, I don't know, you're on an hour car journey, you're on the tube.
Well, you had the personal Walkman.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, I guess that's what I mean. There's always been forms of...
Do you remember the old chunky MP3 players?
Yeah.
Like, people always have procrastinated.
Yeah, that's true.
But at least at the moment, we can still, if we want to, choose not to do it, because I bet 25 years in the future... It's going to be a humanized internet where it's all in your brain. It is. It's going to be some sort of chip you take and then you can access it all through your eyes. And you remember Google Glass?
Yeah.
Like that, but without the glasses. Do you
yeah.
know what I mean?
You're Apple just be already able to, developing that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's going to be sad. Like, some people are excited by the future and those kind of things. I think I'm not.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I do. I love
about
technology.
Some things, I think, some things, like Uber, I think it's amazing. I think it's such a cool concept.
I love so much how your tone has changed since I've known you. I love it.
But it's an amazing concept, and other stuff like that has changed people's lives. But then with the procrastinating thing, once it's up in your head, that's, I don't know, it's dangerous. The temptation to, even with phones, like I said, people checking it 1,000 times a day.
Yeah, but at the same time, humans are constantly trying to find ways to better our lives, and I think as technology grows, there'll be a form of being able to switch that off in your mind, all that stuff.
I hope so.
Be positive.
I know. I shouldn't. Yeah, you should be excited for the future.
Yeah.
You know, I always find it crazy that YouTube's only been around, like, what, 13 years?
Yeah, but that feels long now, don't you think? Like, people used to always say, oh, 5 years, 6 years, and I'm like, yeah, 13 years now feels like...
Yeah, but it's still 8 years since people started using it as, like, a job. Maybe even less than that, maybe 6 years.
No, it's not. It's not less than 6 years. Not 6 years.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, 2012?
No, like, 2012... I know, it's just because I was watching old videos last night, like... I watched an interview of me in, I think it was either 2010 or 2011. And I was like, yeah, like, it's a part-time job. Like, that's cool.
Okay.
And there was a generation before me. So a little bit longer, but not 13
years.
Yeah,
but you're still saying that feels old, like, compared to the other industries. You know, even like we always say, film and TV industry. Like, the golden age of Hollywood was in the 1920s.
No, but if you compare YouTube to, like, Instagram, and it feels like it's been around a lot longer than those.
Yeah, anyway, procrastinating. I guess people are doing it now by listening to us on this podcast.
Hey,
so.
What are you talking about?
No, that's fine, because they're enjoying it. It's not a chore.
It's entertainment.
Yeah.
So are you always procrastinating when you're being entertained then? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I think so.
If you sit and watch a whole... If you binge a series or something, you're just sat there doing nothing, aren't you?
Yeah, but
it's the same principle. But for some reason, we give
more... Yeah, but you're not procrastinating. Like, when you, in the evening, you watch one episode or something, you're not procrastinating, are you? It's not like you're sat there going, fuck, I should be learning this rather than...
Well, I see it in a way that... The stuff that I consume, and this is going to sound very wanky, just to warn everyone, is like informing me, and it's like, oh, I'm learning something from this. I'm getting something from this that I may not have thought before. Whereas if I'm rewatching Peep Show or something like that, I'll enjoy it as entertainment, but I've seen it so many times, I find like that's procrastinating. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or if I'm watching like some shows, I think you don't learn anything watching them, or films, I would say that is just, like, what's the point? That's my argument a lot of the time with, like, superhero movies. But that's just me.
But that's also probably because you're thinking you can learn something for your line of work.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
Right? Yeah. Like, for writing and everything.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not doing it as, like, oh, this brings me comfort.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because with music, apart from like Discover Weekly, I have some favourite albums that I just listen to all the time.
And you only found out about Discover Weekly about 2 months ago.
Yeah. It's changed my life.
Oh, fucking hell. Brilliant.
Cool. Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
For a nasally big question.
I'm always ready.
Headline. Should we introduce what this is? We never do that.
Oh, no, because we've started to do it every episode and it's like people listening are going to go, I fucking know what the big question is. It's only every once and again for a new
listener. But it's even like on HQ Trivia, that quiz app, every time they do it 2 or 3 times a day, they go, hey guys, this is the app where we do this.
Yeah, because there's probably so many new people coming on there every
day.
What
do you say? We have new people here.
Yeah, but not like, no.
Big question is a segment.
Imagine every time you go on to watch your favourite TV show, it intros it and goes.
It does. Like,
no.
Like panel shows. No. Panel shows do. Every time they explain the concept, run this round, we do this. Yeah, Rob Brydon always does that. They do. I'm going to do a little intro. I'll keep it concise. So the big question is a segment where I will go and read some funny articles on the internet and then get a good one that I think Marcus will find very interesting and you guys will find interesting too. And then get a question from that, not normally linked to the article.
There we go. No one knew that.
Headline is, care home provides pole dancers to keep its elderly residents entertained.
Nice.
It's from my, not hometown, but it's in Dorset. Well done, guys. Keep up the good work.
I think that's nice.
Basically, but people were moaning, like complaining that it's inappropriate because it's pole dancing for elderly residents. But I don't know. I think there's different types of pole dancing for sure. Like it's a sport, not it's an exercise thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like people use it as a sport and to keep fit.
Yeah,
like that.
Sure.
Obviously, there's the other way of using it.
Yeah.
But I don't think in this context that they were doing it. But I'll show you a little picture. There you go.
Oh, okay.
So there's the residence.
Yeah, I can see that. Thanks.
just helping. And yeah, essentially there was a few people who were quite upset about it, but they performed to old classics to try and like you know happy.
So, like, it wasn't
ABBA,
a sexual thing.
Singing in the rain.
I was thinking even a sexual thing might be like a bit
odd.
Nice, but like
nice.
Well,
what are you talking about?
All I'm thinking is if I'm an old person in a home, there's not much excitement going on there, is there?
Don't know that. There could be. But when you say excitement, I mean, they're in a room full of loads of people. Like, yeah. What are you implying
It just might be nice for them to be turned on every now and again. Yeah, turned on every now and again.
Wow.
Like, come on. Think, they're just... Have you ever been in old people's homes?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not nice places usually.
Well, yeah, but that's weird. arousing them. Fair enough, they're doing this to like nice songs, and then if they get aroused, that's a nice
great
side effect. But that shouldn't be the sole purpose of it. But Mike, that's really thrown me.
What's your question? What arouses you?
My question is, if you could have like the last performance of anything, like you have one final thing you can see, what would it be? I'm not saying before you die, because, you know, in care homes...
I don't understand what you mean.
So, for example...
Like, if it was the last time Cirque du Soleil was ever performing, I could see that.
No. You get to choose. It's like, right, you have one last thing you get to see ever. So it could be someone juggling, or it could
before
be...
I'm going to die? Or before I'm
before
going
you
to
die,
go blind?
Just no, nothing like that. Just you're never going to do anything else again. This is just the last time.
So, yeah, so
dying, it's just what? You...
Okay, so the options are, as soon as I watch this, I either die, I either go blind, or I become brain dead and then I'm in a coma.
Forget about the specifics of it. I just don't like the
Can
idea
you just
of...
Say...
I just don't want to link this question with care homes, because not everyone dies in care homes. I don't want to be mean like that. I'm just saying, for the question, you're confusing me. The last performance of anything. So what would that be?
Yeah. Right.
If you could have anything you like.
Before I die.
Not before you die. Just last one ever.
Doesn't make sense. Like, you just say before you die. Like, but it's not related to that. It's been inspired from that. That's fine.
No, but that's what I didn't want it to be.
But, boy, it has. Stop hiding
you're
that.
You're saying that. I'm not. But anyway, okay. Last performance. Would you like me to...
Yeah, can you?
I didn't know an answer, actually, but I just thought of one.
Okay.
I would like to watch The Book of Mormon. I think that I would be happy if that before was the last thing I ever watch before I don't watch anything else again.
This is the worst big question we've ever done. God's sake. So before I die, I would like to... It can be anything. It's not
anything,
like a show.
Absolutely anything.
Okay, I would like to watch a beyond the best kind of safari experience ever and then get eaten by a tiger.
Eaten by a tiger?
Well, yeah, because we're dying after. So what was your thing? Your
Book of Mormon.
I don't know, falling off a ledge or something. And then I'm, yeah, getting eaten by a tiger.
Eaten by... Oh, that's horrible.
But a safari. Yeah.
A safari would be cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Good answer.
What about you guys? Let us know on the hashtag LYE. Last thing you'd watch before you die.
Fantastic big question. Well done, Matt. No worries.
Well, there we go. That rounds up this episode of Lower Your Expectations. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. It's been fun to record again. So, yeah, thank you for listening. You can subscribe on Acast, on iTunes, on all those platforms. Continue giving it 5 stars, lots of reviews, and we will see you next week.
You definitely just did the right, you know, in an essay question, and yeah, you don't really, you want to long it out.
Yeah.
You were doing really well until the last 5 seconds.
I don't
like,
want to long
seconds.
It out. I want it to end. Let's just end it. Bye.
Bye, guys. Don't worry, the next big question is better.
It was funny.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.